I'm a priest of the Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate, based in Belleville, Illinois. And I'm one of Father Brian's former retreat masters. And it's good to be invited here to the Church of the Madeleine to preach a pre-Lenten parish mission that begins here this afternoon at 1 o'clock. In our church, there's another way of holding hands in prayer. We're all familiar with the traditional way, hands folded together, fingers pointing up to the heavens, expressing the lifting up of our minds and hearts to God. Now, many people like to pray with open hands. The priest has always been instructed to pray the Mass this way. Some people like to say the Lord's Prayer with hands outstretched. And all of us are welcome to prayerfully approach communion with open hands. One hand, open and empty, placed upon the other. But what do open hands express? Very simply, they express our need for God. It's a way of telling God we don't have all the answers. We don't have it all put together. We are open and empty and hungry and thirsty and ready and willing to receive what God provides. And that's the attitude that Jesus encourages in today's gospel. Like the birds in the sky and the flowers of the field, we are to be open to receive all that God wants to give. And then, like our Heavenly Father, we are to give of who we are and what we have to others so that we might receive more of what God has to give. In good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing into our lap. And we keep this up until we give God our last breath. And God gives us everlasting life. It's a way forward for everyone who makes God number one in their lives. It's the path of righteousness, followed by all those who are in right relationship with God, from whom all blessings flow. For those who seek first the kingdom of God, it's the only way to go. But we live in a world in which many people are not open to God. Instead of reaching out for what God wants to give, they reach out to the world, grab what they can, and hold on tight. What they hold on to are the things of this world. Money, property, the things that money can buy. Devoted to mammon, otherwise known as the market economy, they feel that life is not worthwhile unless they have lots and lots of this stuff. So they grab more and more, much more than they really need, while the neighbor, whose name is Billion, lacks the basic necessities of a decent human life. And then what more they hold on to are ideas, assumptions, prejudices, political opinions. I've got my mind made up, they say. Don't confuse me with the facts. 90% of Earth scientists have facts to show that the market economy is cooking the planet, causing atmospheric changes that can have a catastrophic effect on the birds of the sky, the flowers of the field, the fish in the sea, and all living beings, including ourselves. But no matter, they've got alternate facts that suit the same old, same old. Yes, some people stand before God with closed fists. They just won't let go and let God work in their lives. In God, we do not trust, they say. question for us as we approach another season of Lent is, how do we stand before God? Do we stand before Him like this? Or like this? Or do we stand this way? If the truth be told, most of us probably stand before God like this. Yes, there is a part of us that is open to God. Isn't that why we're here Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? But then, there's another part of us. Another part of us that says, hey, we live in a world where money matters. And if I don't take care of myself, who will? And if it's a matter of myself taking care of me and mine, I'm going to do it in the best way I know how. I'm going to do it my way. And so we're divided. Our faith is half-hearted. We live our lives by half measures. And it's a wonder that we worry about many things. About our health. About our loved ones. About our future. Pope Francis, as the Vicar of Christ, wants our faith to be wholehearted, to live our lives to full measure. Instead of those fears and those worries, to have more of the joy that the gospel is meant to bring. So he's given us a couple major documents, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel, Laudato Si, care of our common home, to explain how Catholic faith is the true religion for the 21st century. And so with that in mind, Father Brian has invited me to conduct this mission entitled Simply Live. It's meant to take what faith you have and make it stronger, and cut your worries in half. All for the purpose of urging you to spread the gospel and to do your part to save our world from catastrophe. Details of the mission are in the parish bulletin, so please make sure you have a copy at home. But let me point out one detail, and that is on Tuesday, following the penance service of tomorrow evening, when several priests will be available for confessions, I myself will be hearing confessions each hour on the hour from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon in that reconciliation room. So that's Tuesday, otherwise known as Mardi Gras, also otherwise known as Shrove Tuesday, when people are shriven of their sins. I'm going to be there each hour on the hour from 10 to 4 to serve you the sacrament of God's mercy and forgiveness. Come to the mission beginning here at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Let go of all excuses and let God be at work in your life. Teens and school agers, I mean, you can come too. How wonderful when the young church is willing to join the whole church in showing that God is number one in our lives and to be willing to move forward on that path that leads to God's kingdom.